The Goryeong region, divided into Goryeong-gun and Seongsan-gun during the unified Silla period, underwent multiple transitions in its status as a county during the Goryeo period. Goryeong-gun, with Daegayeob as its center, had been part of Gyeongsan-bu, which is present-day Seongju, before a local governor took office there in 1175 and established it as a municipality separate from Gyeongsan-bu. Goryeong-gun rose in status thereafter. Seongsan-gun, known in those days as Gari-hyun, was annexed to Gyeongsan-bu. During the Goryeo period, Gongyeong was widely known as the home of traditional Daegaya earthenware, being the region producing the highest quality pottery on the Korean peninsula until the Joseon period. Saburi and Gisan-li in Seongsan-myeon and Daekpyeong-li in Unsu-myeon were regions producing such high-quality pottery. Large kiln sites have been discovered in Seongsan-myeon, Unsu-myeon, Sanglim-myeon, Daegayeob, and Ugok-myeon. Now, let's take a look at some artifacts that have originated in the Goryeong region during the Goryeo period. Now take a look at the Buncheong ceramics in the top far left. From the late Goryeo period to the early Joseon period, Saburi and Gisan-li in Seongsan-myeon produced high-quality Sanggam celadon and Buncheong ceramics favored by royalty. White porcelain was also produced. Take a look at the characters engraved on the Buncheong ceramics. The characters at the top read Sa and Son, indicating an association with Sa-son-sa, the government office charged with the king's meals. The character Tae refers to a palace. Now look at the artifacts to the right through the magnifying glass. The chestnut-like item is a type of stand placed under individual pieces of pottery stacked together for baking in a kiln so that they wouldn't stick together. Made of clay, they were found in kiln sites discovered in Sabudong and Gisan-dong in Goryeong, where Buncheong ceramics were made during the early Joseon period. Look closely at the stands and you will see the fingerprints of their maker. The fingerprints are so clear that we would be able to identify the maker of those stands if he were still alive with today's fingerprint recognition technology. Take a look at the range of celadon, Buncheong ceramics, bottles, and plates on display in this exhibit.